Hello.
My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Can I speak to the person who requested this callback?
This me.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I was calling to reopen my claim.
All right, what's your social security number?
422-11-8489.
All right, what's your date of birth?
05-14-1972.
All right, what's your mother's maiden name?
Mobley.
All right, and what's your last employer?
Airtight Construction.
All right, what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding any English?
No.
All right, do you understand knowingly making a false statements and falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
All right. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yeah.
All right, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, have you already filed a regular unemployment compensation and only need to file a trade adjustment assistance?
No.
All right, did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right, what's your first name?
Rachel.
All right, and what's your last name?
Mobley.
All right, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
What's a good telephone number for you?
251-769-2669.
All right, what's your date of birth?
05-14-1972.
All right, what's your mother's maiden name?
Mobley.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What's that driver's license number?
575-0598.
Is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
All right. What's your race?
Black.
All right, what's your race?
Black.
All right, what's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Well, I say 15.
So you got a master's degree?
No.
Bachelor's?
No, no.
Ma'am?
No.
So, all right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, I didn't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, what's your home address?
166 Gillis, G-I-L-L-I-S-P Road, Northeastern Alabama.
Okay. What was your occupation prior to being unemployed?
I was a tool on the team.
Will you be seeking work in that usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally, physically, and able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
100.
All right, and what's the lowest hourly wage you accept for work?
18.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
All right, do you own a business?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you work for yourself?
No, I don't. I work for Airfit Construction.
All right. Are you available for and working slowly on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to the work-related injuries?
No.
Have you applied for receiving a pension from the employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving a pension from the employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
What does that mean?
Like,
I said,
did you work for a certain amount of time and apply to get money back that you put in, like a pension? Like you worked there and you put like a 401k.
Might like to get money back. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024?
No.
All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. Do you choose to have... All right. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into a checking or savings account. Which would you prefer? It shows that you have the state debit card. Did you want to keep that?
Yes, but I probably need another one. I don't even know what it thing is.
All right. And what is your last employer?
Airpick Constructs.
All right. And what is that employer's telephone number?
334-566-7400.
All right. What's that employer? What's the number? I'm sorry.
334-566-7400.
All right. And what city do you work in?
Good. What now? Hello.
Ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
And what city would you work in?
Boone, Alabama.
All right. What city did you work in?
Bruton, Alabama.
Bruton?
Yes.
All right. What was your start date with this employer?
January 9th.
Of what year?
2024.
All right. And what was your last day of work?
June 6th.
All right, and why are you no longer working?
We done with the job. I'm finished.
All right, do you ex- All right. Do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
Yes.
So far, everything that you have told me, is it correct?
Yes.
Are you certifying that your answers are true and accurate and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits or match the earning with the wages you reported by your employer, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
No.
So you don't want to file for unemployment?
Oh, yes.
All right. Do you certify under penalty and perjuries that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the connection made to this claim is to be true to the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge.
Understand that the responsibility... Do you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content, claimant, benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center application or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification in the claimant portal. Click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at the earliest at 12 o'clock in the morning, no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. All right, so complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether filing online or by telephone, you'll need to remove your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to the work search requirement are made to the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employers who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemptions, okay?
Okay.
It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for assistance. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You must not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hired when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins to hire. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits, okay?
Okay.
So I just submitted your claim, and your transaction number is going to be 490-025-405. Now, that number is just saying that you filed for unemployment today. No one will ever ask you for that number or anything. That's just the number you can have to show that you filed for unemployment today, okay?
Okay.
All right, and your PIN is going to be 1472.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
All right. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too.